We made our way back down Main Street. Now and then we caught the sounds of Christmas music coming out of the stores we passed. Ahead of us, wisps of snow swirled along the sidewalk. Little Alfred began tugging on Slim's pant leg.
Slim, I want to see the Santa Claus parade.
Huh? Oh yeah, I almost forgot the parade. No, we wouldn't want to miss that, would we? Although, son, didn't you see Santa Claus last year? The boy nodded. Well, it's about the same every year. You might rather go home. What do you think?
I want to go see the parade.
Sure you do, but you look kind of tired and wore out and all this walking around and shopping and stuff, and we could sure put it off till next year.
I want to see the parade.
You ain't tired?
No.
You ain't cold?
No.
You ain't hungry? Little Alfred's eyes brightened.
Can we get a hamburger?
I'm broke, son. Been picked as clean as a goose. But I'll bet your mama has a big pot of stew on the stove back home.
I want to see the parade.
You want to see the parade? Well, in that case, I guess we'd better stay and see the parade. On my tombstone, they're going to put, Slim never could hold on to a dollar bill, but he was always nice to the dogs and the children. What time you reckon this parade is liable to start?
15 o'clock, I think.
Slim smiled at that. Then his glance fell on the store in front of which we were standing, and his eyes brightened. My, looky where we are. Tell you what let's do, fellers. I'll run in there for a second and ask about that parade. Button, you take the dogs and wait for me at the pickup.
Okay, Slim, but hurry up.
Oh, I won't be long. Y'all be good and stay out of mischief, hear? See you in a few minutes. And with that, he walked into the store. When he opened the door, we heard the sounds of men's voices, followed by a loud crack. The sign on the front window of the store said, Pool Hall.
What's a pool hall?
It's a big hall with a pool at one end.
A pool of what?
Water, of course. What else would you find in a pool?
I don't know. You think he's gonna swim?
Well, I sure hope he swims. If he doesn't, he's liable to drown. Those pools can be pretty deep.
Gosh, I wouldn't want to go swimming in this cold weather.
That's good, Drover, because nobody invited you to swim. You were invited to stay at the pickup.
That's fine with me. I hate water anyway, especially in the winter.
We left the front of the swimming pool and wandered on down the street. Slim's pickup was parked at the curb a short ways down. Little Alfred crawled up in the back and called us to join him. We sat down at the back of the pickup bed and watched the world go by. Whilst we were watching the cars and the people, I noticed that Drover had begun snapping at snowflakes. I mean, he really seemed to be getting a thrill out of it. For some reason, that irritated me. Why are you doing that?
Who, me? Oh, I don't know. I never stopped to think about it.
Well, stop and think about it. What's the purpose of it? What good's it doing?
Well, let's see. I don't know.
Think harder. If there's a purpose behind it, I want to hear it. If there's no purpose, you should quit.
Well, okay, let me think here.
He thought again.
I've got it now. Every snowflake I catch in my mouth is one that won't pile up on the street, so I guess I'm preventing snowdrifts.
Preventing snowdrifts? Do you have any idea how many snowflakes you'd have to catch to prevent one snowdrift?
Well, let me think here. How many flakes are in a drift?
That depends on the size of the flakes.
Big flakes.
All right. Then it depends on the size of the drift.
Big drift.
Okay. There are 123 big flakes in a big drift.
I'll be darned. How'd you know that?
It's common knowledge, Drover. You just have to know your weights and measures. For example, there are 5 toes in a foot, 1 foot in a boot, and 3 feet in a yard. There are 5 yards in a city block, and 10 blocks weigh a ton.
Oh, Swan, how many toes in a ton?
123, the same number as flakes in a drift.
How'd you come up with that?
Easy. You divide feet into toes, boots into feet, yards into boots, and multiply all that times 4.
How come 4?
Because 4 is the only whole number between 3 and 5.
Huh. I hadn't thought of that. Do all numbers live in holes?
No. Some do, but some don't. It just depends.
Oh. Well, if all whole numbers don't live in holes, what does?
Prairie dogs, ground squirrels, and cottontail rabbits.
How many rabbits in a hole?
4.
Now, how did you know that?
I told you, Drover. 4 is a whole number. You're making me repeat myself.
Well, I still don't understand how you can figure all that stuff in your head.
I placed a paw on his shoulder and looked him in the eyes. The head, Drover, that's the important thing. At last you've come to the crux of the core.
What's a crux?
A crux is like a small crutch, and I think that's all the time we have for weights and measures. If you have any more questions, we'll take them up at another time.
I've still got a few.
In the meantime, go back to snapping snowflakes. I've run the numbers on it, and it appears that you might be able to prevent a snowdrift or two.
Oh, good. But I never dreamed it could be so complicated.
Everything's complicated, Drover. If this world was simple, dogs like you would be running it.
That's kind of scary.
Exactly. Drover went back to snapping at snowflakes, only now he had a better idea of what he was doing and why he was doing it. Heavy-duty analysis has a way of bringing purpose to a guy's work. He was snapping at snowflakes, and little Alfred and I were watching the world go by when all of a sudden we heard a voice that came out of nowhere. It was a loud voice, a shrill voice, an angry voice. And it said, if I can remember the exact words, it said,
"Junior, son, I'm either tied up in a gunny sack or else I've gone blind.